once, at least once, to every man and nation comes the moment to decide for the good or evil side. So wrote the hymnist many years ago. He set it to music, which makes it almost impossible to sing, but it is a great, great statement. For the words of the old hymn are true. For every person, for me, for you, for every person, there is that moment sent from God when we must choose who it is that we will serve. For Joshua, the great patriarch of Israel, that moment is recorded in the book of Joshua, chapter 24, verses 14 to 15. Having taken possession of the land which God had promised, Joshua stood before the nation of Israel and he said to them, "Choose this day who you will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." He had considered the alternatives. All the gods of the ancient world were before him. He had counted the cost, and he resolved that from that moment on and throughout the rest of time, he would serve God above all else. For the Apostle Peter, that moment came in the courtyard of the high priest's house on the night when Jesus was betrayed. Three times he was given the opportunity to choose the right over the evil side. And three times that night, Peter made the wrong choice. He denied Christ. He was frightened. What was happening to Jesus was happening right before his eyes. He counted the cost, and he was afraid to pay the price. Three times, he chose to deny Christ. But then, as dawn came and the night ended, as the cock crowed, the final moment came to decide. And Peter resolved to follow Jesus. Luke chapter 22, verses 60 to 62. He considered the alternatives. He counted the cost. And though he was at first reluctant to pay those costs, he resolved that from that moment on and throughout the rest of time, he would serve God and God alone. And Paul had such a moment on the road that led to Damascus, Acts chapter 9. For who knows how many years he had chosen the evil side. He actually worked against the plan of God to persecute Christians. But on that fateful day, as he rode proudly down that road, intending to find Christians and kill them, Jesus appeared to him. God appeared to Paul and literally set him down on his backside. He caused his eyes to cease to function, and he demanded that Paul choose the good or the evil side. And that day, sitting there in the dust, given 3 days blindness to consider it all, he resolved to follow Jesus. He considered the cost, he counted the cost, and he resolved that from that moment on and throughout all of time, he would serve God and God alone. Once, or if you are fortunate more than once. Every person must decide for the good or evil side. Each of us must consider the alternatives. We must count the cost and resolve from that moment on and throughout all of time who it is we will serve. For some of you sitting here this morning, this is that moment in time. Today, God is speaking to you, calling you to consider all of the alternatives, to count the cost, and to resolve that from this moment on and throughout all of the rest of time, you will serve God and God alone. Even Jesus had such a day. It was the day about which Sharon just read to you. Jesus took the apostles aside. He said to them, "We are going to Jerusalem." I don't know whether you catch the significance of that statement, but folks, this was the moment, the point, which turned history. It was at this moment that Jesus set his face to accept his destiny. He said to the 12, everything that is written by the prophets about the Messiah will be fulfilled. And then he went on to explain to them how he would be handed over to the Gentiles, the Romans, how he would be mocked, spit on, flogged, and killed. He told them how he would lie dead in the tomb for 3 days and then rise again. All those things were recorded in the ancient words of the prophets. Jesus had considered the alternatives. He had counted the cost, knowing full well what they were. And he had resolved that from that moment on and throughout all of the rest of time, he would serve God above all others, no matter how painful or how high the cost. Like Joshua's, like Peter's, like Paul's, Jesus' decision was reasoned. He knew what was before him. He had considered the cost. He had resolved on more than emotion alone that he was willing to do what he had been sent to earth by the Father to do. He had decided to play his part in God's great plan. And Jesus' decision was irrevocable. He had reached the point of resolution. He didn't ask the disciples if they wanted to go to Jerusalem that day. He said to them, "We are going." He did not ask for their opinion. "What do you think? Should we go?" He had made up his mind to pay the price, to play his part in God's plan for the salvation of the world. It was determined. There was for him from that moment on now no turning back. His mind was made up. His face was set to go to Jerusalem. His decision to follow God was irrevocable. And Jesus' choice changed the direction of his life. From that moment on, he was resolved to go to Jerusalem to die, so that people like you and me might be saved. By his own choice, things were set in motion which would not change and which would never alter. Jesus' life would be different forever. It would end in death. He chose the good over the evil side. And that choice would make him God's man, God's son, our Savior throughout all the years of time. Today, this is the moment when you must choose for the good or evil side. God has a part for you to play in his great redemptive plan, as he had a part for Jesus and Paul and Peter and Joshua. But you must choose for the good or evil side. And your decision must be, as was theirs, reasoned, not based on emotion alone. You must consider the alternatives and count the cost and resolve that from this moment on and throughout all the rest of time, you will serve God above all others, no matter how painful or how high the cost. Your decision must be reasoned. Today, your decision should be irrevocable. I have resolved to follow Jesus. I have resolved to pay the cost. No matter what, no matter who, I will follow Jesus. Your decision must be for all time irrevocable. And you must know that the decision you make today will affect all the rest of your life. If you choose to follow Jesus and to play your part in God's great plan, everything about your life will be different. You will no longer be chief. It won't matter to you what God requires or what you have to lay down and surrender. You give it to him because you choose the right over the evil side. And if you don't make that choice, your future will be bleak, for your end will be hell. Once, or if you're lucky, as was Peter and maybe Paul, but at least once, to every person and to all nations comes the moment to decide for the good or evil side. This is that moment for me and for you.